This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairline. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Venture half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Venture. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. 2-3 balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores and Joys, covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns the long 3 ball. Good. Better find her. Woo. On a break like that, you better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. 3-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye. Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo. The second long 2-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Holscher. Deep left corner. Raderman. Open. 3 ball. Buried it. Taylor Raderman from long distance. She has been on a streak. Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat. Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulescamp, 3 ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulescamp, a 27-footer.
That's played down there with Bixler. Got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And thank you so much, Ashley Scott, fine basketball player, senior at Rushi, for that lead-in. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McVie. We are the mask announcers. We are at Anna. And we've got a good one for you tonight. The Anna Rockets and the Fort Laramie Redskins boys basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving 8 counties. Anna Rockets, home standing club tonight. Big contest. Anna needs a win here on its home floor. Anna 1-1 on the season. It set back a league loss at Bodkins, 63-47 last Friday. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie rolling along undefeated, having beaten Rushi by 19, Jackson Center by 5 in a game we covered here on Scores Broadcast last Friday. And then on Saturday, Fort Loramie defeated New Knoxville 49-36, a team that Anna won. Anna's lone victory in 2 games so far, 83-41.
Gee whiz.
Anna rolled up over 80 points, Chuck, against New Knoxville. Fort Loramie did not get to 50. A lot of firepower for this Anna club. And how well the Rockets shoot it from three-point land will dictate how well they do tonight and this year.
Well, absolutely. And what you look at with Anna, they lost Riley Yulescamp. They lost Bart Bixler, who pound for pound in, for his size, was as good a basketball player as it was in the area.
Yep.
What they need to find now, I mean, you got some kids that can score. You got Masteller, you got Finkenbein, you know, you got Kovacs and Robinson. These kids can score, but they've never been the guy to go to. And that's something you learn as the season goes on. Loramie, on the other hand, has a lot of returning players that played a lot of varsity basketball. And that's why I think they're a little more cohesive right now than the Rockets.
Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie is in year number 7. He'll be without Grant Albers tonight. His foot is in a boot. He came up lame in the game we covered on Friday night against Jackson Center. Fort Loramie's had its share of injuries. Colin Moore returned, thankfully, for Fort Loramie against Jackson Center because he played extremely well defensively, guarding Aiden Reichert in the middle when Albers went out.
Yeah, he did. I mean, Reichert ended up with 21 points, but they still, I mean, they made him work hard.
Yep.
And nobody else from Jackson Center stepped up to help him that night, and that's the reason that Fort Loramie pulled away at the end.
Nate Meyer unable to go this past weekend for Fort Loramie. Hamstring injury in the football season.
then a hand injury before the basketball season started. He can play tonight and, in fact, is in the starting lineup. Good. Nate Meyer, real headsy player, fine shooter. He may simulate the role of Nick Brandewey from a year ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had a really good basketball team, and during the tournament, that was the best that they played. And Nate Meyer, during that streak, was as good as anybody on the floor for Loramie. He had an outstanding junior year, so I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
You mentioned the tournament a year ago. Fort Loramie advanced in Division IV to the boys' regional semifinal. Anna advanced in boys' Division III to the regional semifinal. Both were beaten. Despite those two clubs being knocked out second week of March, we still had four teams in when the health crisis struck. But Ann and Fort Loramie were playing very good basketball at the end of the year last season, and each club was nipped down the stretch late in the fourth quarter in their two regional semifinal games. Chuck, I knew that this was a very even rivalry. I knew it before I began to look into the late Matt Zerker's research. He's left behind a wealth of information.
Yeah, boy.
Not near what was stored up in Matt's head, that's for sure. We miss him so, so much. But on his website, he has left 20 years plus of Shelby County League scores, for example. And I went back 5 years, 10 games, and Ann and Fort Loramie boys split those 10 right down the middle. I went back 10 years, looked at 20 games, and Ann and Fort Loramie boys had split those 20 right down the middle, 10 apiece. I went back 15 years, 30 games, 15 apiece. I went all the way back, Chuck, to 1999-2000, the last 21 years, 42 games. Fort Loramie's won 21, Anna's won 21. In head-to-head boys action, Fort Loramie is averaging 3/4 of a point more than Anna over that stretch in the head-to-head games.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, it's not shocking, but to have that kind of closeness, and, you know, you got two really good programs. They have been forever. They've had good coaching through the years, and they have great coaching now. These are two really fun basketball teams to watch.
Anna was 22-5 a year ago, 11-1 in the SCAL. Guess who beat Anna? It was Fort Loramie.
Well, they had to because they split.
Yeah, early in the season at the Fort Loramie gym before the state championship football, Anna Rockets had shed all their football gear. Fort Loramie took them by surprise in the first week of the campaign. That final score was 55-41 for Loramie. Anna won the return match here by a score of 55-47. And Fort Loramie was 18-8 a year ago, 7-5, tied Bodkins for third in the Shelby County Athletic League. As I noted, Anna won the league championship 11-1, 22-5 overall. Jackson Center was second in the SCAL at 9-3. Anna figures to run the ball a lot this year. Head coach Nate Barhorst is in year number 10. He says we'll push it up and down the floor like we did last year, only the cast of characters is a bit different.
You know, we're replacing five guys that gave us a lot of intensity, a lot of leadership. And so, we got a lot of inexperience. And not having a summer to really, put that into place and get it going, it's unfortunate, but, you know, we were able to get, you know, five scrimmages in this preseason and be able to work with those things and see what kind of kinks we had to work out. Obviously, we got a long ways to go, but the team's coming around all right. Tomorrow will be a big measuring stick for us to see exactly what we have to get better at. And, we're just hoping we can go out there and compete and we'll let the chips fall where they may be after that.
And then after Bodkins, it's Fort Loramie. It's a rugged Shelby County Athletic
athletic league.
It is. I mean, after Knoxville, we knew, hey, it's going to hit us just like that. Bam. And all of a sudden, you know, you could be looking at a record that you might not think is favorable. So, I mean, you can't sleep one night feeling comfortable. You've got to continue to, you know, push yourself and, push your teammates. But like I said, we've got some guys that are starting to step up in the leadership roles. We've got some guys that we think we can do that with a Ben Kovacs down low and a Jacob Robinson, who are good seniors. Isaiah Masteller out front, and Kane Finkenbein is a junior. And Zach Ambus is really coming around for us too. So, and then, you know, the two guys that we got coming off the bench, and Connor McKinney and Isaac McDermott, you know, those guys give us a big lift. So it's definitely developing, but like I said, it's still a work in progress.
Your style of play is not going to change. It's just the cast of characters, and they're very talented.
Yes, yeah, they're athletic. We definitely work them hard in the offseason to develop that, along with a lot of skill work. So we just hope that, we can bring it together. And like I said, tomorrow is a big, big measuring stick for us to see where we go from here.
It seems like the better teams in the league all lock horns early on in the schedule.
Yeah, it's amazing because you look at this year's league and top to bottom, it's probably the toughest that I can ever imagine or remember from being a head coach, having this much parity, especially the top five or six teams. So, I mean, you could come out tomorrow with having several teams with one loss after the first week and a half, you know, and that to me says a lot about our league and how competitive, you know, it really has been so far.
Words of Nate Barhorst, head coach at Anna. Chuck, early in the interview, he was referring to a game tomorrow night. We actually did that interview now prior to last Friday's Anna game with Botkins, and Nate said, well, we'll find out tomorrow night how good we are. Well, Botkins pasted Anna at Botkins, 63-47.
I think what they found out was how good Botkins is.
Yep.
I mean, I think Anna's going to get better and better. Botkins is the real deal, and I can't imagine them going through any kind of a swoon, because it's not just one or two people. They've got seven or eight kids they can throw out there that are outstanding.
Yeah, speaking of Botkins, the Trojans are playing outside the Shelby County Athletic League tonight against Minster. Fairlawn is on the road at Rushi. This game here tonight between Fort Loramie and Anna, that leaves Houston and Jackson Center. That's the other pairing on this Tuesday night of Shelby County League boys action. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie, Chuck, injuries cropping up again. No Grant Albers tonight. A little smaller club on the floor. That may be well suited, though, to defend against Anna.
Well, I think you got to defend the perimeter on Anna, and I think that they can do that. They do a nice job. They did a real nice job against Jackson Center. Like I said, Riker got 21, but Riker is a man among boys at times when he gets the basketball. But you're right. I think that they're defensively, I think they match up well against Anna tonight.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our underwriting sponsors. Our anchors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Your number one agency in the region once again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment at Jackson Center. The Scores founding partner in 2006. We could not have gotten started without the support from LaCalle. Thank you, LaCalle Equipment staff and associates. Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich, the whole clan at LaCalle. We appreciate you so much. LaCalle, quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy, and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. online at osgoodbank.com. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, also new. SecureCom, SecureCom, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Say at Goffney Furniture, you buy furniture with assistance from family. You see, for 76 years, the Goffney Furniture Mattress Center at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. We have furniture for every room at Goffney. Bar stools, kitchen tables, servers, sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Goffney's so popular that our Sydney store attracts customers throughout West Central Ohio and from Fort Wayne, Indiana to Dayton and Columbus. Shop and buy online at Goffney, goffneyfurniture.com. Go Goffney. Our family at Goffney Furniture has got you covered. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Port Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
And thank you so much, our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Gratitude to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, from which you just heard, by the way. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. We also salute Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam, a world-class supplier. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game. Anna Rockets being introduced. Isaiah Masteller, 6'2 senior at a wing. Zach Ambus at guard, a 5'9" junior. McCain Finkenbein, a junior, a 6-footer. Ben Kovacs in the middle, a 6'4 senior. Jacob Robinson, a senior, 6'4. He more often than not likes to play out on the perimeter. Versus Botkins, Masteller had 17 points, a three-pointer. Kovacs had 12. Finkenbein had a triple. Versus the Knoxville, Masteller at 20, Kovacs 17, Finkenbein 16. As in that game, Anna rolled up 83 points. Here's the opening five for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Caleb Maurer, 6-foot sophomore. Caleb Meyer, 6'2 senior. Meyer had 10, Maurer 14 in the win last Friday by Fort Loramie over Jackson Center. Nate Meyer returns to the starting lineup. 6-foot senior guard, Colin Moore. 6-foot senior to wing, Nolan Burning, 5'11 senior at guard. So this Fort Loramie club, Chuck, goes 6-foot, 6'2, 6-foot, 6-foot, 5'11. Caleb Meyer, 6'2" tall, is the biggest man on the floor.
He's the big kid.
Opening tip to start the game won by Anna. Rockets move from right to left on your phone or computer or radio dial as you imagine the Anna gym here tonight. Rockets in the home white-green numbers. Fort Loramie in the road black-red numbers outlined in white. Top of the circle with the ball for Anna. It's Jacob Robinson, 25 feet away, near side to Masteller. He drives into the lane, pulls up, fades away, missed a 15-footer off the flange. Rebound down to Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. Up the floor to Burning, left open, top of the circle, front rim, side rim, no. Scrap for the loose ball. Colin Moore scrapes it off the hardwood in the corner.
That was a great hustle.
Rebound actually hit the ground, and Fort Loramie alertly recovered it. Little pick and roll, give and go. Fort Loramie pass tip, stolen by Anna. Then the Rockets in a hurry lose it. Fort Loramie steals. Quick two-on-one break, driving layup. Good. Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie.
Caleb Maurer is going to be a big scorer for Fort Loramie before the end of the season. Only a sophomore. He missed a lot of last year because he hurt his shoulder.
Extremely athletic. Listed at 6 feet, Chuck. He plays taller than that.
Yep, he's a good basketball player.
Here's Amos. Deep left corner. Jump shot and a three-pointer. Bullseye. Zach Ambus connects. Anna 3, Fort Loramie 2. We played 90 seconds. Burning forecourt right for Fort Loramie on the dribble. Gets a screen. Goes foul line. Loops it left corner to Maurer. Masteller, Maurer. They are paired up against each other. We'll keep our eye on that duel. Behind the arc, Caleb Meyer. Right corner, Nate Meyer. So we got two Calebs, a Maurer, a couple Meyers.
Should be easy enough to keep track of.
We'll try to keep them straight for you. 6:06 to go first quarter. A bucket each. Anna with a three from Ambus. Top of the circle, Caleb Maurer. Hands to Moore. Posting up in the lane is Burning. Jumping, shooting over Masteller. Eight-footer, swish.
Nice ball movement that time. Got him about 8 feet from the basket. And he got himself really posted up nicely.
Good execution by Fort Loramie, which leads 4-3. Here's Anna's Robinson out of Masteller near midcourt. Masteller on the bounce, picked up by Meyer. Now Masteller's doubled, goes baseline to Kovacs. Kovacs has a little opening, manages to get around a couple defenders and lays it in over the iron.
That was a nice drive.
Well done by 6'4 senior Ben Kovacs of Anna. He slithered along the stripe below the basket, had a crease, and nudged that one up and in over the ring.
Anna went for the steal, didn't get it, and they gave him the opening he needed.
Here's a block shot by Anna. There was a loose ball. It was picked up on the floor by Colin Moore. His 10-footer deflected away by Anna, which hustles down the floor to her left. Up a point, 5-4. Pick and roll. Anna, Rockets return the favor and throw it away into the hands of Caleb Meyer. He darts down for Fort Loramie into the left corner. On top, Colin Moore. Foul line Burning, leans in. No, that's Nate Meyer with it. My mistake. Nate doesn't shoot. On the arc to Caleb Maurer. Long three-pointer around the rim twice. It spun out. Tough break. Rebound Anna. Ambus into the forecourt to Masteller. Very important game here in the league for Anna tonight. They've got a whole home court against unbeaten Fort Loramie. 50 drive by Masteller.
He is a quick young man.
7-4. The lead is 3 for Anna. 4:12 to go first quarter. On the arc, Burning. Gives it up 25 feet away to teammate Colin Moore. Behind him to Caleb Meyer. Nearly stolen by Ambus. It's picked up by Fort Loramie. Then thrown right to Ambus. Redskins dive in their anxiousness to get a steal and foul at midcourt. Anna hustling hard here at the outset. Three-point lead after first quarter gone. Couple changes. Devin Ratterman in for Fort Loramie, along with Frilling. Lane Frilling's on the hardwood. Devin, a 5'10 senior. Frilling, a 6'3 junior. Stepping back, shooting a long three for Anna Finkenbein, and it circled around and came out. That was a heartbreaker. Almost touched the net. It went down below the ring so far. Here's Colin Moore starting a drive. Poked out of bounds by Anna. 7-4. Rockets, 3:41 left here in the first quarter. The two clubs split last year, each one on its home floor. The two teams have split their last 42 games right down the middle, 21 apiece. Fort Loramie, during that head-to-head stretch of 42 games, has averaged 3/4 of a point per game more than Anna. That's how even this series is. Nice pick and roll on the outside to Frilling down on the inside from point-blank range. Shot blocked. It looked clean. Foul called, though.
to call that a little late. I mean, if he would have called it right on time, I don't think anybody would have been quite as upset about it.
And Anna head coach Nate Barnhorst says, really? That's a foul? Couple of free throws. Frilling, good on the first one. Lane Frilling, 6'3 junior, knocks it down. 7-5, Anna by a bucket. 3:19 to go first quarter. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. That shot by Frilling rimmed. And Anna snatches the board. Midcourt Finkenbein. Right wing Masteller. Left hand dribble, crosses over, goes to the corner, fades back, doesn't shoot. Ball skipped to Finkenbein near side. McCain Finkenbein, 6 foot junior, dribbling, picks up his dribble, 18 feet away, goes cross court to Robinson. Anna resets with Masteller straight away. Little pick and roll with Kovacs, nothing doing. Right side pass to Robinson, he's doubled, gives it up to Masteller, deep corner, Frilling on him. 2:42 left in the first quarter. A lot of dribbling by Anna results in a violation.
Yeah, they call it a double dribble. Yeah, when you catch the ball that deep in the corner, you're in trouble. You're not going to run any offense from there.
2:41 to go in the first. 7-5. Anna by a deuce over Fort Loramie, which walks it down the floor to Burning straight away. Wants to drive on Finkenbein, can't. On a weave to Maurer. Caleb Maurer fades at the foul line. Bingo! He's got it. Good-looking jump shot by Caleb Maurer. He'll shoot 70% from there, Chuck.
He elevates really well on his jump shot.
Uh-huh. Tied at 7 now. 2:16 to go first quarter. Masteller is whirling and twirling down the lane. Nearly walked. His shot hit the iron. Flared off to Frilling for Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor to Nate Meyer. Meyer cutting through. Missed it short. He was in traffic. Anna tries to attack. Masteller to Kovacs. Picked off. Intercepted by Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. Overguarding by Masteller of Anna. Minute 55 to go. First quarter tied at 7.
You can tell it's going to take Nate Meyer a little while to get his basketball legs under him.
Yeah, he's got that hand injury. A couple of fingers were melded together when I saw him at practice 8 or 10 days ago.
I think he still's got him taped up.
He sure does.
On his shooting.
Uh-huh. Here's Burning, top of the circle, shake and bake to Nate Meyer, jab step into the paint area, running one-hander by Nate off to the right, rebound Anna. Here comes Finkenbein strolling down the floor. Masteller on the arc, a minute 36 to go, first quarter. Game tied at 7. Masteller side court lost the ball out of bounds. That's because a Redskin touched it. Caleb Maurer got a piece of it. Inbounding far side for Anna is Connor McKinney, 6 foot senior, is checked in. Masteller running the show near the Rockets logo at midcourt. Minute 24 to go first quarter, 7-7 game. Here's McKinney, down low to Kovacs. He's below the backboard, forces one up, hits it, and he's fouled. Well done. Kovac, strong post-up move. He's got 2 field goals.
Yeah, that was strong and a heck of a pass that time by McKinney.
Kovacs at the stripe. He's got to be a force in the middle for Anna this year. Remember, who was it? Gaffney 2 years ago for Anna?
Yeah,
oh, boy. He was a demon.
He'd take it inside and he'd shoot a 3 on you just as quickly.
I think I'm recalling the right player.
That doesn't sound right.
No. That's not correct.
I know who you're talking about. He was good.
Oh, boy. He surely was. 10-7, three-point lead. Kovacs made the free throw. A minute to go here in the first quarter. Colin Moore, top of the circle. On a weave to Caleb Meyer. Outside the arc on the left to Devin Ratterman. Now inside the arc. He's behind him to Caleb Maurer. Deep left corner, Ratterman. High arching triple right through the bottom of the well. Woo. Game tied at 10. 38 seconds to go, first quarter. Masteller, right baseline, got an avenue.
Wow.
All the way to the rim, banked it in on the go. Isaiah Masteller for Anna. Rockets up 2, 12-10. Scoring pace picks up. Here's Burning, whirling, twirling into the lane for Fort Loramie. He missed the shot badly, knew where it was headed. It hit the backboard, came right back to his chest, and he dropped it in left, right in front.
I don't know if I should give him an offensive rebound or an assist.
9:07 to go first quarter. Tied at 12. Masteller on the arc. Three remaining. Now Finkenbein. Head of the key, foul line. Deep right corner, McKinney. High Archer. Hit the back brace. No good as the first quarter finishes. And it's just like the last 42 games, Chuck. 21-21 over that stretch of time between these two. It's 12-12 after a quarter here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Here we go, starting the second quarter from Anna. Little turnaround fadeaway in the middle by Caleb Maurer. It's a beauty. And then Finkenbein races down the floor, hard to the rim for Anna. No. Stick back. Yes. Rebound shot is in by Kovacs.
What a nice tip that was. You don't see tips that often anymore.
Blazing start to the second quarter. We're tied up at 14 here on scoresbroadcast.com. And WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Look out, Nate Meyer into the scoring column for Fort Loramie as he drills a three, a deep one, left corner of the floor. 17-14 Redskins. Anna attacking down to her left. Masteller 25 feet away. Griffin Dosick was that outstanding post player for Anna 2 years ago. Rockets missed his size last season. Kovacs looks pretty sharp down on the interior for Anna here tonight. Here's a drive down the lane by Anna. Late feed to Kovacs. Speaking of him, he's got two more.
He's got nine.
Quickly countering Fort Loramie the other way. Three on two. Out hustling Anna. Colin Moore powers to the rim for a bucket. 19-16 Fort Loramie. Good offensive pace here in the second quarter. Masteller, right corner, drives across the lane area. Awkward floater, short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Burning down the floor. Shake and bake. On the arc to Nate Meyer. Shot fake. Into the post. He goes to Colin Moore. He bowls his way toward the basket. Defensive foul, Anna, with 6:06 to go here in the second quarter. And Fort Loramie up a three, 19-16. Great night for Brookins, Chuck.
Oh, every night's good for Brookins.
Marinated pork chops, that special is outstanding. It's delicious. Mouth-watering 8-ounce marinated chops at Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Drop by, tell Carl Arnes. You heard about Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wide open player for Fort Loramie is Frilling down in the inside. Colin Moore hit him with a bullet. Frilling had it partially blocked, went up strong again, was fouled. Anna for what? The second trip down the floor out of three defensively, lost a man.
Yep.
Timeout called. 2 minutes plus into the second quarter. Fort Loramie up three and shooting free throws on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Free throws coming for Lane Frilling of the Fort Laramie Redskins. A chance to give the visiting club, Chuck, a five-point spread.
Yeah, they've had a nice start to the quarter, and they got a lot of people scoring for them.
Free throw Frilling on the way, front rim, backboard, and it trickles right down through the cylinder. Fort Laramie up four, 2016. Second shot by Frilling. Three dribbles. Pushes it toward the rim. Right on target, all cord. And Fort Loramie's got its biggest advantage of the night, 21-16. Here comes Anna, four court left, down below us. Ambus, who made the first goal of the game, a long three. Feeds that inside to Kovacs. Oh, look at him go to work. Around Caleb Meyer, powerful play. Kovacs for a deuce, and he's fouled. We spoke highly of him, yep. And rightfully so.
He got pushed in the back, and he was behind the backboard when he laid that back up and banked it in. That was a heck of a strong play.
Mm. Superb post action from Kovacs so far of Anna. Very good game for Ben. Four field goals. Free throw, though, short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Up three are the Redskins. Five and a half to go in the second quarter. Here's Kylan Moore, 25 feet out. Goes to Frilling, baseline right. He's got an opening.
Wow.
Drives toward the rim. A floater banked in. Well done. Little two-man action right side of the floor. It was Kylan Moore dishing to Lane Frilling, and he kissed one in off the glass. 23-18, Fort Loramie back up five. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Finkenbein catches a pass in the lane area. Taller players around him. He left it short, no good. Rebound saved inbounds by Kovacs right to a Fort Loramie player. It's Maurer, forecourt right. Fort Loramie up five, trying to extend it. Caleb Maurer pivots in the paint area. Line drive shot short. Skin it off the rim. Rebound Ambus to Finkenbein. Bounce pass to Kovacs. Kicked by Fort Loramie. 4:42 to go in the second. And Fort Loramie's up 5, 23-18. Redskins doing a pretty good job, Chuck, denying Anna looks from the arc.
Well, they've got 1 3, and that was Ambus. And other than that, I don't think they've attempted a three.
Very stingy defense on the perimeter by Fort Loramie to this point. Four and a half to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up five over Anna. Masteller gives it up outside the arc to Jacob Robinson. Cross-court pass, then the ball's thrown right back to Finkenbein, the cutter, who loops it in on the go. Finkenbein for Anna. 23-20, Fort Loramie up three. 4:15 remaining here in the second. Burning timeline, Fort Loramie. Fakes right, goes left. On a weave to Maurer, might have shuffled. On the arc to Nate Meyer, fakes right, goes left into the paint area. Gives it up, gets it back, down low, good shot fake. An attempt at a three-point play, maybe. Ooh, missed it. Foul, though. Couple free throws for Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie. 3:57 left, second quarter, 23-20, Redskins over the Rockets.
Second foul on Robinson.
Fort Loramie 3-0, Anna 1-1. Free throw, Nate Meyer, way short. Looked like maybe that bandaged up couple of fingers in the right hand bothered him there.
Well, the hamstring, too, because your shooting has a lot to do with your legs.
I asked Nate at football practice, or I should say basketball practice 10 days ago, Chuck. Hey, you came back to the gridiron for the New Bremen game. At what percentage were you? And he said, 75 or 80.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to miss that game.
Nope. He just missed both free throws. Anna with the rebound, down three. Masteller 25 feet away. Fakes right, goes left. He slithers into the lane. Blocked shot by Frilling of Fort Loramie. Run out, Redskins. Burning top of the circle. Open shooter, Devin Ratterman. A tray on the way. Swisharoo! A long one by Ratterman. Good look in the open floor by Fort Lauderdale.
He is a three-point specialist. If you let him set his feet like that, he's not going to miss very many.
Biggest lead, Redskins, 6, 26-20. 3:11 to go here in the second. Ambus to Kovacs. Kovacs on the arc for Finkenbein, nearly stolen by Caleb Maurer. Finkenbein to Kovacs, deep three ball, left corner. It is in and out, no good. Tough break. That shot by Ben Kovacs was below the iron and somehow spun out of there. Here is Fort Loramie posting up Caleb Maurer, holding foul from behind against Anna. I thought Kovacs had points 9, 10, and 11 on that triple try.
He's got 11 right now. That would have been 14.
Ooh, I missed a bucket in there. 2:51 left in the second. Kovacs' outstanding performance is keeping Anna within a half dozen at this point. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Here's Fort Loramie skipping a pass. Cross court to Devin Ratterman again. This one's short from trifecta land. Loose ball rebound, Lane Frilling to the cup. Good! Lane Frilling alertly snarfed that ball off the floor. Anna throws it 70 feet down the floor to Kovacs. Foul against Fort Loramie as Kovacs went strong to the iron.
Well, you're sitting there and you don't have Albers in the game, and you get somebody like Frilling out there, get him some touches, get him some confidence. He's playing really well.
He sure is. A couple of free throws, Kovacs of Anna, the first one, dead center. 28-21 Fort Loramie. Redskins' biggest lead had been 28-20 at the 2:32 mark of the second. Kovacs again got it. 28-22, Fort Loramie up 6. Midcourt, it's Burning. Gets a screen from Nate Meyer. Tries to throw it to him. Batted by Anna, recovered by Burning. Outside the arc, high rate. Caleb Maurer lets it fly. Yes, sir! Caleb Maurer, a triple, a long trifecta. Great ball movement by the Redskins.
Outstanding.
The lead for Fort Loramie is 9, 31-22. Finkenbein hops into the lane, throws it on the arc. He goes right back into the middle, intercepted by Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie. Meyer scoots down the floor, gives it up to Caleb Maurer on the left flank. As we've alluded a couple times, Grant Albers, the 6'3 post player for Fort Loramie, out. Hurt his foot against Jackson Center on Friday, and for precaution, it's in a boot. And he may be out for a full week or better.
Well, showing his toughness, he finished the game against Jackson. And he did that in the beginning of the fourth quarter and still finished the game.
Yep. He toughed it out, that's for certain. Fort Loramie enjoys a 9-point cushion with a minute 24 to go second quarter. Redskins flipping the ball around the arc, and it's stabbed out of bounds by Ambus of Anna. Redskins inbounding far side. Up 9, minute 23 left in the second, and Fort Loramie will spread the floor a little bit here. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna yells out, watch the back door. Fort Loramie wanted to go to it, wasn't there though. Burning 30 feet out with a minute to go, hangs on for Anna. Gets a screen, pick and roll with Nate Meyer, nothing there. Frilling is available. Look out, three-pointer. Good by Lane Frilling of Fort Loramie. Man, is he ever hot. Anna needs a timeout, down 12. A minute to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerrys.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerrys.com.
Oh, the holidays are a great time of the year, but a hectic time of the year. Don't stress over finding that perfect Christmas gift. Give them what they really want, money, and spend more time enjoying the holidays for yourself. Use Zelle in your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year to be entered for a chance to win $2,500. For information, visit osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member. Well, the thrilling three ball by Fort Loramie just before the end of timeout swelled the lead for the Redskins to a dozen, 34-22. Anna here in the offensive half court misfires on a long three. Fort Loramie fumbles it out of bounds, and Anna retains it with 34 ticks on the clock. Very productive second quarter for Fort Loramie, Chuck.
Yeah, they're scoring really well. They've scored 22 points.
Inbound by Finkenbein, hitting the cutter. Masteller gliding to the rim right down the lane, catches and scores for Anna. 34-24. Fort Loramie up 10. Here is Fort Loramie playing for one now. 17, 16, 15 seconds to go. Second quarter on the arc. It's burning. Dribbling. Now into the hands of Caleb Maurer against Masteller. Redskins may spread the floor for him. Maurer picks up his dribble, goes to Devin Ratterman. 28-footer just before the buzzer. Off to the right, no good. And the first half finishes. Fort Loramie's biggest lead was 12. It's 10, 34-24 here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
And this is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McVie at Anna High School, Fort Loramie by 10 here at the half. I apologize to Derek on the board back at WMVR. I failed to give him the proper cue before the radio station 3-minute break. He did text me and said he did make that 3-minute break despite the fact that I did not give him the proper cue, which should have been. This is scoresbroadcast.com. WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, our broadcast partner, and we've got a good game going. It was really tight for the first one quarter plus. Our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Redskins up 10, Chuck. It was 12.
Well, they had a great quarter. They scored 22 points in the second quarter for their 34. They have an 11-10 rebounding advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards. And it turned the ball 6 times in the first half. Loramie only turned it twice, and that is one of their strengths. Their outside play is outstanding. 3-6 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Rockets 3-4. Loramie individual scoring. Lane Frilling off the bench had 10, 9 in the second quarter. Caleb Meyer has 9. They have 6 from Devin Ratterman, 4 from Nolan Burning, 3 from Nate Meyer, 2 from Colin Moore. They scored 12 and 22, 34 at the half. And on the other hand, led by Ben Kovacs, had a terrific first half, 13 points. They got 6 from Masteller, 3 from Ambos, 2 from Finkenbein. They scored 12 each quarter, and they trailed at the half, 34-24.
That is our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass, Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got more high school basketball for you on Thursday. Minster girls entertain New Bremen. Webcast time and radio broadcast time a little before 7. Tip-off prior to 7:30. New Bremen at Minster girls on Thursday. Big showdown in the Shelby County League on the boys' side on Friday night. Botkins at Fort Loramie at 7 and 7:30. For webcast and tip times, Saturday afternoon, Minster girls at Fort Loramie, a tip-off a little before 1:30, webcast radio time about 1 o'clock. That is the game this Saturday, Chuck, that should have been for the state championship last March.
It would have been. Yes. I don't have a doubt in my mind. And there's some people gone, but there's still some outstanding players left on both these teams. It should be fun.
That's Minster girls at Fort Loramie. 1:30 tip time at Fort Loramie on Saturday afternoon. We've got the game covered for you on Scores Broadcast and WMVR. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success and has done so since our start 14 years ago. LaCalle once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. And we spotlight a couple cheerleaders here tonight for Anna. Abigail Plyman, senior cheerleader, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Dan Plyman and Betsy and Mike Martin. She's a church volunteer, takes part in one act, NHS FCA, and she is earning college credit right now through the special post-secondary program at Edison Community College. In fact, she will have attained 50 college credits prior to graduating from Anna High School. She is a senior, and she will pursue biblical studies at Cedarville. Kate Barhorst, senior cheerleader, Fort Loramie, 3.6 GPA, daughter of Brenda Barhorst. She's a volunteer at church, has worked with Mini Cheer, some 75 youngsters involved in that. She's a football cheerleader, played volleyball, took part in volleyball camp. She participates in track as well, and she'll study business management at Wright State. Abigail Plyman, Kate Barhorst, cheerleaders at Anna and Fort Loramie, recognized by LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCalle manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCalle supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. Locally, LaCalle is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and Scores Broadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
We salute Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, treating knees, shoulders, neck and back pain, bulging discs, even headaches. Pinnacle accepts major insurance plans like Anthem, Medicare, workers' comp. You may not need a doctor's referral. The time and effort you invest in physical therapy are well worth it. For sure, it's a good idea to know a superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle in Fort Loramie. 700 East Park, phone 937-419-1491. That's 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy keeps you moving forward. Anna Rockets with possession. Ambus, a long floater from trifecta land. It's good as we start the third quarter. Chuck, that was almost from in the Anna bench.
Yeah, it was. They ran 40 seconds off, had nice ball movement, patient, got a real good shot out of it.
Five straight points by Anna, including the last bucket of the second quarter. Fort Loramie's lead had been 12, 34-22. Now it is 34-27. Redskins inbound to Colin Moore, deep corner. Ball flipped toward Burning, picked off by Finkenbein. Outlet to Masteller. He romps down the floor for an easy layup, and here comes Anna. 34-29. Fort Loramie's lead shaved to 5. Here's Colin Moore posting up on Ambus. Baseline right. Powers to the rim. Good.
He's got way too much strength for Ambus to guard him on and take it to the basket.
That appears to be a mismatch for certain. 6:38 to go. It's third quarter. Here's Masteller. Wow. Acrobatic shot off balance. He was clobbered. Flipped it in with the right hand. He was about 8 feet away. The ball crawled over the iron, went down through. Whistle blew. Foul. 3-point chance.
The impressive part was you could see his head never came off the rim, even with contact.
You're so right. Good observation, Chuck. Free throw by Masteller is in. And the once lead of 12 by Fort Loramie has been whittled to 4. Baseline left. Good shot fake. Nate Meyer missed it. No good. Colin Moore has it blocked. Taken away by Jacob Robinson to Masteller. Darting down the floor to Ambus in the right corner for a tray. Good! Here come the Rockets. Here come the Rockets. Anna is soaring. The lead for Fort Loramie 1. 2 minutes gone, third quarter, timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Oh, Chuck, how about Isaac Ambus? Got beat down, or I should say Zach Ambus, got beat down low by Colin Moore. But he's gotten 2 threes in this quarter.
Yeah, they had 11 points in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter.
Anna Rockets on a roll, have trimmed this Fort Loramie once 12-point advantage all the way down to a single point. 5:48 left in the third quarter. Nate Meyer foul line pushed by Ambus from behind. Good call.
It looks like Loramie's going to find whoever Ambus is guarding and try to post him up.
Makes sense.
Which is a good move. I mean, he's a real good shooter. He's just not a real big kid.
We'll see if Anna adjusts somehow, some way. Baseline right of the rim. Caleb Meyer will inbound for Fort Loramie, which has seen a 12-point bulge get cut all the way down to one. Anna Rockets came out with new offensive life in the third quarter. Here's the ball inbounded to Caleb Meyer. Hits the cutter down the lane. It's Caleb Maurer. Fadeaway over Masteller. Short. Might have been partially deflected by Masteller. Quickly right corner. Ambus another three. It hits the rim. Rebound down to Fort Loramie's Caleb Meyer. Ambus's long triple was for the lead. Good give and go. Fort Loramie on the arc. Nate Meyer hit the cutter. Caleb Meyer for the deuce.
That's the first basket by Caleb Meyer, who is usually one of their top scorers.
3-point lead, Fort Loramie, 5:12 left, third quarter. Nate Meyer has got the tough assignment against Masteller. Ball thrown, right corner, Kovacs. Kovacs has an avenue, tries to slice toward the rim. Bodies fly everywhere. That's because Kovacs was clobbered, and he's got a couple free throws. Good bounce pass by Masteller to Kovacs, who's had a sparkling game so far for Anna. Two free throws, first is on target. 38-36, Fort Loramie's lead is two. And Fort Loramie had a 12-point cushion late in the second quarter, but as we have documented, this series down through the years is unbelievably close. 21-21 over the last 42 meetings. Fort Loramie's averaged 3/4 of a point more than Anna in those 42 head-to-head meetings. And right now, Fort Loramie's up one, 38-37. Even Steven. Here's a push-off against McKinney of Anna as he was guarding Lane Frilling too aggressively out between the circles. 4:52 remaining in the third quarter. 38-37, Fort Loramie's lead is just a scant point.
They called that on Robinson, and that's his third.
Uh-oh. Ball thrown, right corner burning. Near side, Caleb Maurer goes to work on Masteller. Good defense from Isaiah. Maurer has to give it up. Now to Ratterman, look for Frilling, not available on the cut. Nate Meyer between the rings and a little more attentive to detail on defense.
Yeah, they're pushing Loramie out a little farther.
Uh-huh. Here is Frilling against Robinson. Frilling down the lane. Soft one-hander right in front. Makes it. Good shot by Frilling. Nice maneuver. He had the angle and it took his man into the paint area. Outstanding game for Frilling. Here's Masteller. Nowhere to go. Lost the ball. Fed it on the play to Kovacs. Kovacs hits a fadeaway 10-footer. Bodies went to the ground. A black shirt is on the hardwood. It's ruled a defensive foul and count it. And it's 40-39. Kovacs with a free throw, a 3-point play to tie this game right up.
That was the third foul on Maurer. He's going to have to sit.
Uh-oh, that hurts. That hurts a lot.
I don't think Coach Britton liked that call.
Here's Kovacs to deadlock the game. Free throw short, over the shoulder foul on the Anna player trying to rebound. Isaac McDermott, 6'4 senior, out of position, committed the common foul on the missed free throw by Kovacs, which would have evened up the score. 40-39, Fort Loramie, with 4 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Anna missed a chance to tie on a three-point attempt by Kovacs. He made the field goal, missed the foul shot. Here's Burning in the left corner against Finkenbein. Oh, good pass to Moore, cutting. Shot blocked by Masteller, taken away by Isaiah. Superb defensive effort. Isaiah goes coast to coast. Isaiah Masteller for Anna. And the Rockets lead 41-40. Super defensive play, great offensive play. Masteller, he was magical on that defensive trip down the floor, then took it the other direction. Pell-mell all the way to the rim to lift Anna to a one-point lead. What a turnaround, Chuck.
Yeah. Now, Masteller last year, I thought he forced way too many threes in some games, tried to take them over. This year, he's getting to the rim, and I'm impressed.
Yes. He's got hops. He can drive. He's got quickness. He will output his defender. And Fort Loramie defended well, trying to get it inbounds. Five-second call. That was a good one. The officials right on it. 3:26 to go in the third. Anna up one. Masteller on the arc. Beats his man. Beats another. And Fort Loramie's got a push. Masteller taking over here. Anna up one. Ball out of bounds. Right of the rim. 3:22 left in the third. Fort Loramie led 34-22 with under a minute to go in the second quarter. And what a run. 19-6 by Anna. Long three try. Finkenbein came up short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Down to Frilling. 6 foot fadeaway in the lane against McKinney. Short. Rebound saved inbounds. McKinney to Ambus. Here comes Anna down the floor. Long pass deflected. And Fort Loramie's got the steal. Here's Nate Meyer. Left-handed throw to Caleb Meyer. Into Frilling. He's handcuffed on the play by Masteller.
That's going to be the fifth team foul, still out of bounds. They had Ty Ruhenkamp into the game now, the junior. That's the first time he's been out there. He's a heck of a shooter. He was last year for the JV team.
Indeed. No Grant Albers tonight for Fort Loramie. Probably out for a full week or better. Foot in a walking boot after suffering a fourth quarter injury on Friday against Jackson Center. And the Anna crowd is not pleased. We've got a foul against Anna before the ball is inbounded below the rim by Fort Loramie. Holding against the Rockets.
Well, they called that on Masteller, and that's his third.
Ooh, Masteller's got three. Caleb Maurer's got three. 2:55 to go in the third. We've got a thriller going here at Anna. Rockets up one. Great comeback by the home club on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
1 point lead, Anna. 20 seconds before we come back to action. We are late in the third here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. We'll tell you all about SecureCom as we finish out the third quarter of play. SecureCom in Minster. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom does it all. Good inbounds play by Fort Loramie. Low on the right, Nate Meyer. He's crowded. Good defense by Anna, and he left it short. Anna's got the board. Anna shooting for a three-point lead. Here's Finkenbein barreling down the left side of the lane. Defensive foul, and we've now got 11 fouls in this half. We'll be in the 1-on-1, Chuck, for most all of the fourth quarter. Baseline left, Finkenbein to trigger. Five team fouls in Fort Loramie. On the arc to Masteller, fadeaway three. off to the right, no good. That one faded. Good rebound. Kovacs hits the cutter, Masteller. Up and in, and a foul. What a play by Kovacs. Alertness by Masteller, who came barging toward the basket, took the assist, scored, was fouled. Anna simply out-hustling Fort Loramie now at the Rockets' offensive end.
Well, what a great choice by Kovacs, because he was about 6 feet from the basket, but he was surrounded, and he saw Masteller rolling down through there. Heck of a look.
43-40 Anna, which is replicating in the third quarter what Fort Loramie did in the second. Masteller's free throw is good, and don't look now. Anna once down 12 very, very late in the second quarter with 2:32 to go in the third, is up before a 16-point swing.
The Rockets have gone zone, too. They're 3-2.
Frilling to Moore. Good pass by Lane Frilling to Colin Moore, who managed to squirm down the lane. He was shouldered right near the rim as he laid it up. He'll get two shots.
Good defensive change by Coach Barhorst. Got a couple of kids with three fouls. Then he goes zone. 3-2 is going to protect the arc.
Yep. Masteller stays on the floor with three. Caleb Maurer not on the floor with three for Fort Loramie. As Colin Moore circles the rim on the free throw, it's no good. Fort Loramie behind by four. Colin Moore's free throw cuts it to three. 44-41. 2:22 left to go here in the third. SecureCom in Minster. It will design a system for you that's efficient and affordable. Finkenbein down the lane. Hits it with the left hand. Good play by him for Anna. 5-point lead, Rockets. 2:04 left in the third. Foul line burning. Ducks under, leans in against Finkenbein. Scores from 8 feet. Good, strong move by Burning of Fort Loramie. Here's Finkenbein. Down the floor for Anna. Got away with a walk. Threw it up off the backboard. No good. Got the rebound back. Laid it in. But I think the foul was called on the first miss.
Yeah, they called it on the first shot. Yes.
Yeah. Might have gotten away with a shuffle.
He traveled.
En route to the rim. Couple of free throws here for McCain Finkenbein of Anna. First one good.
Burning got away with dropping his shoulder into the defender in the lane that time that gave him the room. So, you know, it's turnabout's fair play.
47-43, Anna by four. A minute 49 to go here in the third quarter. Up and in again. Anna by five. I tell you what, the Anna performance here tonight, Chuck, along with what we know about Fairlawn already, even though the Jets lost Saturday, the Piper Twins are outstanding. It is going to be one heck of a five-team boys race.
Absolutely.
Timeout called, a minute 49 to go here in the third, and Fort Loramie, once up 12 late in the second, is now behind by five. Remember now, the security for your business doesn't necessarily require the expense of a large amount of money. SecureCom and Minster will find solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom does it all. A unified security management program created by SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st Street. Inquire online, securecom.com, securcom.com. Your pros in protection. Well, Fort Loramie having difficulty in backcourt, and they're sloppy with it. Anna steals, and then Anna makes an errant pass. Fort Loramie intercepts, down to Frilling, in the lane to Nate Meyer. He twists and turns and knocks over an Anna player. A little acting, but that was the right call. 48-43, Fort Loramie. Redskins have come up all thumbs here in the third quarter.
Well, that's a 24-point quarter going for the Rockets so far.
And the lead for Anna is five. A minute 29 to go in the third. Here's Finkenbein driving down the left side of the lane. Three-point shooter left corner. Ambus let it fly off the side of the board. Anna's McKinney tried to cover. And he tried to chase it down deep in the left corner of the court. He got to it, but stepped out of bounds. Minute 21 to go in the third. It has been all Anna in the third. after Fort Loramie dominated the second. Top of the arc, Burning. Near side, Frilling. Deep left corner, Nate Meyer. Looks for Frilling. Goes straight away to Colin Moore. He's got an opening down the middle. Left hand, eye off the glass, no. Rebound, Anna. Outlet to Ambus. Misfires. Stick back. Kovacs is good. Kovacs on the follow. Anna by 7. 50 seconds to go. A 19-point swing in this game, Chuck, in 8 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Here is Colin Moore out of control down the lane. On the arc to Burning. Bullseye on a 3. Big bucket.
Big. Cut it back to 4.
Fort Loramie's Nolan Burning connects. Finkenbein sliding, walking, no call. He was in amongst a lot of feet. Officials couldn't detect it. He clearly traveled, got away with it. Threw it back on the arc to save the possession. 20 seconds to go in the third. 4-point lead, Anna. Mark it down. Anna's biggest lead there was at 50-43. With the 20 seconds to go in the third. We're down to 5, down to 4. Kovacs in the corner, on the arc to Ambus. A running one-hander, right baseline, missed it long. Good defense by Fort Loramie, forcing a poor shot by Anna. Third quarter's in the books. Anna by 4 on scores.broadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Oh, so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. Excuse me, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, plus custom foam products in Fort Loramie. In a moment, we'll tell you all about Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. Anna up 4. Fort Loramie starts the fourth quarter with a post-up move by Nate Meyer. Good defense by Anna. Shot was off from 6 feet away, and Anna's got the rebound. Rockets defense since late second quarter, Chuck, has been very, very good.
It has been, and you can tell Nate Meyer just not in basketball mode yet.
Nope. Here's Finkenbein down the lane. Baseline right to a teammate. Little push shot. One-hander by Anna. Blocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. As Connor McKinney delivered that one to the rim. A swat for the Redskins. Who got a piece of
that? That was Maurer. He came out of nowhere. And, boy, he knocked that off a cheerleader.
Caleb Maurer back on the floor for Fort Loramie with 3 fouls. Isaiah Masteller's got 3 for Anna. Maurer will have to go to work here for Fort Loramie. 4-point lead, Rockets, who were once down by 12 very late in the second. Deep 3, right corner, Masteller wide open, got it. Outstanding skip pass by Anna. Woo! Well done. And Masteller had nobody around, Chuck. He counted 1, 2, 3, shoot.
He's got 19, Kovacs has 19.
7-point lead, Anna. Stepping inside the arc, Caleb Meyer. 18-footer, too hard, hit the backboard first. Rebound came down to Masteller, blazing a trail down the lane, running one-hander, blocking foul, Fort Loramie. Looked like a good call. Redskins slid over beneath them. Masteller running the show. Anna Rockets have really turned it on. I'm not sure what that verbal message was from head coach Nate Barhorst at the halftime break, Chuck, but he better bottle it up and save it. It It has worked beautifully.
Like, offensively. I mean, they've picked it up on the defensive end, and that's really helped them on the offensive end.
Offense for Anna has been magical here in the second half. Masteller shot the first free throw.
Missed it.
Second one, good. And this lead for Anna has now been stretched to 8. A 20-point swing in this game since the last 30 seconds of the second quarter. Fort Loramie on the arc. Colin Moore is trying to hook up on the play with Caleb Maurer. And the backdoor feed was errant because Maurer didn't make the slice
he
to the
stopped,
rim.
Stopped, yep.
Anna's got this game in hand, it would seem, right now. Up 8, thinking by down the lane. Feeds Kovacs. Layup, good! What a dish. What a dish by Finkenbein. The penetration into the paint. Two black shirts came running at him. The defense covered up Finkenbein with a couple, left Kovacs. He got the gimme. 10-point game, 6 to play. Anna on top on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Yep, here we go. Final 6 minutes from Anna. The Rockets have amassed a 10-point spread, 56-46. Redskins attacking offensively appear to be a little frazzled at the moment. Top of the circle burning. Oh, good switch out high by Robinson of Anna. On the arc to Caleb Maurer. He jettisons up a three. It is in and out. No good. Rebound Masteller. Poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie in backcourt.
That was a good look by Caleb Maurer. Just did not go down.
I tell you what, Chuck. The feeling I've got right now is Anna momentum, and I think it's going to carry the Rockets to the end of this game.
Well, yeah. Right now, Loramie not shooting the ball very well at all. Caleb Maurer has 2 points.
Here's Masteller trying to make a bounce pass into the post to Robinson, and it's jammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 5:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. 10-point lead, Anna. Anna once trailed 34-22. They now lead 56-46. And do the math. 22-point turnabout. Here's Masteller between the circles. Foul line right down the lane. And the ball is tipped from behind by Fort Loramie. No. Masteller let it go off him last. Redskins possession.
Yeah, they got a little contact, and he lost it last. That was a good call.
Anna's in the double bonus. 9 fouls on Fort Loramie. 7 on Anna. In the lane, Burning. Burning stops, fakes, tries to go up over Finkenbein. Good D by Finkenbein. Shot a little errant. Rebound is tapped out of bounds by Anna. It will be inbounded by Fort Loramie. Baseline left. Caleb Maurer, the trigger man. Well, Fort Loramie, this half, Chuck, has had a number of shots below the foul line, haven't gone in.
Well, Anna doing a good job of contesting shots, though. There is nothing easy, even the ones close to the basket.
Well said. That is the right word choice, exactly. Anna contesting everything below the free throw line defensively. Here's another example. Baseline, Caleb Maurer got around one man, and Anna guy picked him up. The shot goes in. It rolled around the rim, down through. 56-48. Anna by 8. Give and go on the arc. Masteller, Kovacs. They work it beautifully. And Kovacs is clobbered as he had the angle toward the basket.
Anna's just not getting any stops.
No.
I mean, Anna is scoring about every possession.
Anna is getting a real good look at the bucket every trip down right now. They are diving into the lane, carving out space in the paint area, feeding open teammates when Fort Loramie's got to help. Anna's got it clicking. Rockets are up 56-48. Free throw by Kovacs rolled off. 4:40 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot, Kovacs, and he bangs that one in. 9-point lead, Anna. 4.5 to go in the game. Caleb Maurer on the arc to Caleb Meyer. Foul line. Fades, shoots from 15. A lot of rim, backboard, no good. Rebound, Anna. Here comes Finkenbein. Right corner ambush, look out. Three ball, count it. My goodness gracious, he's hit four. Zach Ambus, four triples. Here's a jump shot right wing by Caleb Maurer of Meyer. Fort Loramie. My mistake, Caleb Meyer. A deuce, it's in. 60-50, Anna 10. Here is a hold against Fort Loramie. Tell you what, Anna just beating Fort Loramie off the dribble. And these Rockets half-step quicker right now, Chuck.
Yeah, they look really good. I'm impressed.
Love the way Anna is thinking, get the ball down into the teeth of this Fort Loramie defense, make things happen below the foul stripe, force the Redskins to help, find the open man. Free throw by Finkenbein circles, no good. 4:02 to go, fourth quarter, 10-point lead, Anna, make it 11, 61-50. 23-point swing in this game since the last half minute of the second quarter. Top of the circle burning. Hands off to Colin Moore. And then Moore catches, throws immediately to Devin Ratterman. Too hot to handle. Devin didn't expect it. Out of bounds it goes.
It kind of handcuffed him. He was too close to throw that pass.
It is amazing what happens, Chuck, during the intermission break of high school, collegiate, professional sports, any level. Sometimes, like a pendulum, it goes the other way after the first two periods.
Well, I mean, basketball is certainly a game of momentum and runs.
Right.
And Loramie's had no runs in the second half.
Here's Masteller driving into the lane. Late feed to Robinson. There's the example. Penetration. Masteller, outstanding assist. Robinson on the receiving end. He's got a basket at the rim. Foul by Fort Loramie. 13-point lead, Anna. And I tell you what, Chuck, we know now for sure that the Anna Rockets, despite losing a wealth of talent last year, can really play with the best of them here in the Shelby County League in 2021. Free throw good, 3-point play converted. Biggest lead for Anna is 14. And Fort Loramie has simply come unglued. Another very poor pass out of bounds. 3:20 left to go in the fourth. Finkenbein walks it up. Outstanding team performance by Anna. They spread the floor. Finkenbein in the lane on the arc to Ambus. Ambus has, what, four threes? Am I right?
Yes.
Here's Masteller. Little jab step, paint area, foul line, might have walked, gave it back to Ambus. Between the rings, Finkenbein. Finkenbein dives into the paint, flips it right corner to Robinson. Here's a triple, another one.
That basket, when you're playing like this, looks so big when you're on a roll like Anna is here in the second half.
Anna is diving into the lane, then dishing. It's raining threes for the Rockets. Long triple, Nate Meyer, no good. Robinson down the floor to Masteller. Herky-jerky move at the rim. Missed a gimme. Over the back foul, Anna. Masteller a layup. That would have taken it to 19. It's 67-50, Chuck. I don't believe what I've seen here in the second half.
I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a step by Masteller. Yeah, I think he shocked himself that he was that open when he got to the rim.
What do you call that, a triple euro?
it might have been a little illegal.
He'll get away with it most often because it's so fluid. It looks so smooth.
Loramie's got one kid in double figures. Anna's got two kids in the 20s.
1-1 for Caleb Meyer, and there's a lid on it.
And Anna's just killing Lormie on the boards here in the second half.
Free throw by Caleb Meyer, around, around, and off. Here's Finkenbein. There he goes, diving into the lane. Hands it off to Robinson. Deflected by Fort Loramie. No touch by Anna.
I remember when you talked to Coach Britton before their game last week, Jackson Center, he said, we don't rebound well. And in the second half, they're getting killed.
You're right. Exactly. Well, that weakness has been evidenced here again tonight. Long three, Caleb Maurer, maybe out of his range, left it short. Anna breaking down the floor. Masteller gets the lead out pass. He leaked the other way, made a gimme, and at 69-50, it is a blowout. 19-point lead, Anna. 1:50 to go in the game. Driving Caleb Maurer down the lane. Left-hand layup. No good. He blew it. Fort Loramie simply has lost confidence, Chuck. Anna blowing this game wide open. Timeout called. 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It is 69-50 in favor of the Anna Rockets, who have made a big statement here tonight. Anna will be a tough out in the Shelby County League.
This is going to open some eyes. I mean, not that they necessarily won, but by the score. Anna called the timeout just to get subs in.
Right.
They got some kids out there. I have no idea who they are.
Hey, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road has over 200 years of experience among its employees. Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. Hoing and Hoing has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. Offering services such as home remodels, additions, outbuildings, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. We're pleased to talk about Hoing and Hoing here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoing and Hoing Builders, what you can imagine Hoing and Hoing will create. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. After an errant shot by Anna, Fort Loramie comes down the floor. Ball thrown into the lane area to Ty Ruinkamp, and a soft seven-footer rolls around and goes in. 69-52 in favor of Anna. Biggest lead was 69-50 seconds ago. Wholesale changes for both clubs. Here's Anna faking a long three. Ball thrown to the post to McKinney. Hits a cutter down the lane, who darts below the iron. Shot is jammed off the beneath side of the glass. That's because Fort Loramie committed a foul. Well, we've got more action for you in two nights. Minster, New Bremen girls from Minster on the air on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney at right about 7 o'clock or a minute or two before. And Friday night, Botkins at Fort Loramie boys. And Saturday afternoon, Minster at Fort Loramie girls online and on the radio a little before 1. And one free throw made, one missed by Anna, which has an 18-point lead. Here's a drive by Fort Loramie, blocked out of bounds by Anna with 21 seconds to go. Chuck, I've seen some turnabouts, some big swings, some pendulum changes between late second quarter and third quarter in high school and college basketball. This has been a huge one tonight. Fort Loramie once led by 12 late in the third quarter. How about this? A 30-point swing in 16 minutes of basketball.
Well, Anna scored 12 in the first, 12 in the second, 26 in the third, and 20 in the fourth quarter.
And that does it. Anna Rockets have turned back the Fort Loramie Redskins easily here in the second half by a final count of 70-52. Thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. Go Goffney. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. LaCal. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of that delicious big boy, and Super Pumpkin Pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank, osgoodbank.com. New underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, as is SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. That's SecureCom online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Thank you, Sydney Daily News, Bryant Billing and his staff, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Don't forget John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, from which we heard early on in our webcast tonight, located on Rushi Versailles Road. Don't forget, big price reduction. Everything in stock at the Jewelry Barn, 15 to 50% off at the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road. That's east of Rushi. Drop by, tell Jolene Rinderly. You heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. That's the Jewelry Barn. You can fill up your gift wish list, start your layaways at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wow, Chuck. 70-52, Anna overpowers Fort Loramie with a splendid second half. This may go down all year long, Chuck, as the best final 16 minutes in the Shelby County Athletic League all season.
46-18 in the second half. I mean, Anna was just unbelievable. They did everything well. They passed the ball well. They got to the rim. They moved the ball well. It was just an excellent, excellent game by the Rockets. They were led in scoring by Ben Kovacs, who had 22, and Isaiah Masteller also had 22, and Ambus hit four threes. He had 12 for the game, so they had three in double figures. Loramie, on the other hand, only had Lane Frilling. He had 10 at the half. He ended up with 12. They only scored 6 points in the fourth quarter. They had 12 from Frilling, 9 from Caleb Maurer, and 9 from Burning. That's basically what they got tonight.
Fort Loramie did not have a response for Anna in the second half. Anna responded very well to Fort Loramie's super second quarter. Fort Loramie seemed to just kind of wilt over the final two quarters of this game. But let's give all the credit in the world to Anna. What the Rockets did to Fort Loramie tonight, the Rockets had done with 83 points to New Knoxville in Anna's opener. So that shows you the kind of firepower this Anna team has. 83-70 in two victories, only 47 in the loss on the road to Botkins.
I think that tells us how good Botkins is. But they outscored, or they out-rebounded Loramie 19-6 in the second half.
Anna Rockets now go to 2-1 on the year. This was Fort Loramie's first loss. Redskins now 3-1 on the season. Fort Loramie 2-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna 1-1 in league play. Are Clancy stars of this game?
Well, for Loramie, I'm going to go with Lane Frilling off the bench. Scored 10 in the first half, 12 for the game. Only one in double figures. And for Anna, you know, you got to go with Masteller and Kovacs. They both had 22. You'd also give an asterisk one to Ambus. He was outstanding tonight.
Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Yeah, Chuck, you just noted that Anna led Fort Loramie by only four at the end of three. It was just a two-bucket difference heading into the fourth. Anna kept charging on forward, penetrating the lane, dishing to the open shooter, and finally Fort Loramie ran out of gas defensively.
Well, they outscored them 26-12 in the third quarter, so even though they were only up four, that's because they were down 10
right
at the half. So,
and at one point, Fort Loramie led by 12 very, very late in that second quarter. Fort Loramie wound up getting beat by 18. Anna's next game is against Houston on Friday. Fort Loramie entertains Bodkins on Friday night in a huge SCAL game. Tonight, Bodkins is playing Minster in a non-league game at the Bodkins gym. That game was nip and tuck. It was just a point apart late in the third quarter. Fairly low-scoring game. We'll learn later on this evening who won that contest. Also in the Shelby County League tonight, Fairlawn was at Rushi, and Houston was playing Jackson Center. Enjoyed it. A lot of fun. We saw some very good boys high school basketball tonight. Fort Loramie excelled in the first half. Anna excelled even more so in the second.
Yeah, two good basketball teams,
yes.
And Anna just had a run that Loramie couldn't match.
And now, Chuck, over the last 43 games between these two clubs, Anna now has a one-game lead, 22 wins to 21 for Fort Loramie.
Well, I'm sure we'll probably be there for the rematch, and it should be a good one.
Yep, yep. Enjoyed it. So many thanks to our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. For our board operator, Derek, back at the station, gratitude to you. Alongside is Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Anna, where the Rockets have beaten Fort Loramie by 18 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.